What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
You know how I feel about school choice. I think it should be very simple. There are a couple states that do it this way. I believe Arkansas may be one of them, where if you want to send your kid to a different school district, you do that, and then the money that your taxes would have gone to District A, then go to District B. It should be that simple. Why we don't do that, I have no idea. We need to do it for public and private schools, in my opinion, but that's not currently the plan. There are other plans, though, being floated around out there. One is called Educational Choice for Children, which is something they're considering up in Washington, D.C. We want to learn some more about that. Matt Beinberg joining us right now, Director of Education Policy at the Goldwater Institute. And Matt, welcome into the show. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So we have something similar to this, I think, in the state of Missouri right now, where people can donate money and get a tax credit for it, and then that money can be used to provide scholarship money for kids to go to the school of their choice, private schools, generally speaking. Tell me about this particular plan and why it could be the Obamacare of private education.
Yeah, well, the program you mentioned in Missouri, Arizona has one. Over 20 states have versions of this, education savings accounts, which are fantastic programs and say, just like you said, if you're a student and you don't want to go to the local district school, you can essentially get funds, put that into an account, and you can use that to support education at other educational options. So if the public school system's not working for you, you can do private education. You know, maybe that's a brick and mortar private school. Maybe that's home education. Huge revolutionary programs. And President Trump has made very clear he, too, is a huge supporter of school choice. And he says, I want to send education back to the states. And now, unfortunately, what we're seeing, though, is that a lot of folks in Congress, with the best of intentions, don't get me wrong, are advancing legislation that is really going to undermine that and actually add control back to the federal government, move education away from the states back to the federal government by trying to create a similar program at the federal level. Obviously, there's no role for the federal government in the Constitution, but what folks are doing is trying to put together a new system where the federal government, through the IRS, through the tax code, would be the ones that are essentially redirecting the funds that folks have in order to get that opportunity for school choice. And can kind of go into a little bit of the detail here, but essentially what this boils down to is folks are saying, don't worry, this isn't an expansion. This is not increasing the federal government's control. It's not a federal program. It's just a tax code. And the problem is that's the same exact argument that was used to justify Obamacare when Chief Justice John Roberts upheld that and said, don't worry, that insurance mandate, don't worry, it's just in the tax code, even though now we have a brand new federal role here. And so that's something that we're just trying to really caution people, absolutely support the goal 100% of supporting school choice, but bringing the federal government into this really is inviting a huge expansion of federal power.
Do you know how many states are part of that who are kind of pushing for this, and if maybe Missouri or Illinois lawmakers are among them?
There's support broadly amongst folks across the country. So this has, again, because I think so many people, as you said, and we at the Goldwater Institute literally created the first ESA program back in Arizona in 2011. So you have folks that are, I think, have rallied around this idea, rightfully so, saying we want to bring school choice. But I think a lot of folks are kind of getting carried away in a sense of saying, you know, we share the goal, but we're just really enthused to do this and not thinking through the repercussions. And really the big concern here, you know, not only kind of this trampling on federalism and the idea of states taking the lead, but even just pragmatically, if you look at the last 50 years of the federal government, right, the federal government hasn't been involved in private education. It's been involved in public education, and the results have not been ideal.
Right.
And one of the concerns is what this does is it starts that path now of the federal government, even with just a small amount of funding, taking control of private education. And as many problems as there are in that ECCA educational choice bill that you mentioned, a version of that's already gone into the budget bill, and even the version there is already doing what we were worried about. It has provisions in it that says if you want to be a school that's going to be able to accept these scholarship funds, you have to give up your control over your own admissions process.
Oh, wow. They
had proposed originally language in the ECCA that was going to say no government control under any circumstance over any aspect of a private education's operations. They struck that language from what's in the budget bill. So already, if you have conservatives willing to stomach these very initial requirements or gutting the protections, why you think a teachers union dominated leftist administration in the future would not do far worse, I think is wishful thinking.
Well, it's true. And, you know, I think another good point that you guys made here is that the Department of Education had, what, 4,000 employees? And the IRS has 80,000, so there's a lot bigger workforce suddenly dabbling, so to speak, in how students and schools are getting funded. Is that correct?
That's right. And that comes back to, again, the argument for proponents is to say, well, don't worry, this isn't going through the Department of Education. Again, that's great news. President Trump is successfully unwinding, you know, and downsizing that department. But exactly, you know, if we say, hey, it's kind of out of the fire into the frying pan or vice versa, that 87,000 new IRS, you know, funding for 87,000 new IRS agents was kind of the big discussion during the so-called Inflation Reduction Act from the left. And so if you're taking it out of one federal administration to the other, you're not necessarily solving the problem. And as we point out, you know, the IRS has not exactly have a stellar record when it comes to not going after organizations. And we point out, you know, during the Obama years, going after the Tea Party and conservative groups. And they've even come out and apologized, you know, having gotten called on it when people on the right were told, you're just a conspiracy theorist, you know, 10, 15 years ago, when they said, why is the IRS hounding these organizations? And so if you start to apply that to private schools, again, with the best of intention to say, we're trying to make sure funding is getting there, but all you're doing is inviting now the IRS to be the one that's essentially policing this. And they've tried, they've built in buffers. They said, well, it's going to go through a scholarship granting organization first. That's fantastic. That's great. But still, nothing prevents them from going in here and saying, oh, you want to be one of these scholarship granting organizations that can accept the funds or the private school? Well, here are the stipulations. And again, we're already seeing that, which is very alarming. If you're going to say you can only be a school that accepts this, if you say we're going to take all students regardless of what maybe their special needs are, and again, with the best of intentions, but if you're a small, you know, school operating out of a church and you are told you must take this student who has a significant accommodation need, and if you don't, you're not allowed to operate, that's, you know, we're moving toward the same model of the public school system. When these families are trying to flee the public school system, all of those supposed protections and safeguards that are demanded of the public schools have resulted in families saying, I'm not satisfied with what's being offered. I want something different. And so now if we're going to just slap those same things on, that's not success.
Yeah. We're talking to Matt Beinberg, Director of Education Policy at the Goldwater Institute. What's the action item here, Matt? I mean, if you're saying this thing's going to be part of this is going to be included in this reconciliation bill, do people need to get on the horn with their legislators and let them know their concerns over this?
I think they probably do. I think, again, and to voice the importance of saying 100% share the goal of school choice. We want school choice in every state for every kid. But it is a state issue, right? We have seen in just the last 4 years, states ratchet this up, even states that no one thought would ever get it, like Texas, with President Trump's support. have come out and done this. So absolutely letting folks know this is not necessarily where we want our federal government taking control of private education. And so letting folks know in Congress to say, hey, this is maybe not the best mechanism for doing this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Listeners on Facebook, Bindi's making a good point. Any government money comes with strings attached. And I think about actually an effort that I just remembered in Illinois that's happening right now, where they're talking about these homeschool parents who would have to potentially submit the curriculum that they're wanting to teach their children. And you worry about the implications that could have. You know, if you're trying to teach about Adam and Eve and they don't like that, that they could come in and put, you know, regulations on you. I don't think that would happen under Trump, but who knows what would happen in 4 years.
Yeah, and there's always going to be a concern there. And even at the state level, I mean, you know, we've seen arguments. People say, hey, we don't want to do this because states could, you know, kind of go sideways and have problems. And there's always going to be a risk, and that's true. But at the state level, right, it's always been the role of the state to provide funding for the public school system. And so now you're providing that opportunity. And at the federal government, we know, to your point, we know that the pendulum swings back and forth. The left will have control of the presidency and Congress in the future, in the near future. We don't see those same risks at the state where, you know, you've got these states that you're going to have to fight to defend these programs. We are always fighting to defend our program in Arizona against these efforts. But you are now inviting a huge behemoth of the federal government. And the issue there is if one state gets captured, that's a tragedy. But if the federal government gets taken over, now that policy gets ruined in all 50 states at once. And so this is a massive, it's just like during the COVID shutdowns, you know, Florida, Georgia, these states that managed to say, we believe in federalism, we're going to keep our schools open against the teachers' unions. Well, if the unions had had their way, they would have dominated a top-down policy from D.C. shutting everybody down for 2 to 5 years for COVID. And
true.
So, again, it is imperative that we keep states the ones in the driver's seat.
Amen. I would agree with that. Matt Beinberg, where can people find out more about the Goldwater Institute?
You can go on our website, goldwaterinstitute.org. We're on social media and have a lot of resources out there on school choice, pushing back on DEI and trying to promote the best for students' education.
Outstanding. Matt, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.